So if your eyes are closed and you're already meditating, please continue. But anyone who's got their eyes open, you hear me okay? Or do you need it louder? No, seems okay. All right, great. So this is a really precious moment on the retreat. Not just this moment, but also this moment as well. And many more moments to come. So I don't want to disturb them too much from, you know, what you're finding helpful and skillful to do. So, yeah, if it's not so helpful to follow my suggestions and directions, really feel free not to. Feel free to see what's supportive for you. I want to offer a metta meditation again. Notice there's this theme at this time of day. You're allowed to do metta at other times of the day, of course. And just encouraging you to see a little bit behind the scenes, a little bit behind the curtain, that this metta meditation is also really related to the anatta meditation. Very often, the things of our experience feel that they should be identified with or taken ownership of. And maybe we can just bring metta to them. Have a friendly relationship, a welcoming, allowing relationship to those aspects of experience. And another thing we could also notice, not only is this like an anatta meditation, that way of seeing as not self, it's also a way of seeing that all appearances are unsatisfactory. And very quickly we try and get something from them, or we try and get rid of them so our experience can be better. And metta can also be an alternative to that. May this be welcomed, allowed, really cared for, allowed to ease, maybe to fade, to soften, to become subtle. So these practices, they seem to come together at a certain point, at a certain depth. So encouragement here is to see, is it possible? Because the way we hold things, the way we view things is flexible. Is it possible to imagine, because it's empty, to imagine anything arises to be met with kindness and care? Any sound, any sensation, any thought, any emotion, any perspective or sense of self, sense of time, anything comes to attention to be met with kindness and care. And I'm saying that not because it's true, but because experience is empty. How would it be to hold it that way? And so that's the encouragement for this exploration. So an encouragement for you to make yourself comfortable for this practice. You know, why not? Why not be comfortable? And as I said before, if you feel like doing something else, please follow your own intentions. So if you're relatively comfortable connecting with the body, we could start there. Just a sense of welcoming and allowing the sensations that you already sense, but also opening out to include the whole of the body. So including the back of the body, the sides, all of the front of the body, and the base of the body, contacting the earth, and also including a little bit of the space around the body, while holding this space, this sense of the whole of the body, just imagine or feel or sense it filling with the fragrance of metta. Maybe it's very delicate, as if this awareness is flavored, perfumed with metta. And when attention notices a sensation, you can either use phrases or just really share that goodwill vibration. You're welcomed, cared for. Allowed to be the way you are expressing, and allowed to change. Wished to be at ease, to rest. Even to dissolve, if you wish to. So let's practice for a little few minutes, just keeping that sense of a metta-flavored awareness as large as feels helpful. And when something grabs into attention, we just wish it well, welcomed, cared for, allowed. the heart mind wanders into thinking or emotions, they're also welcome here. Open out the awareness wide enough that it includes this too. For this time being, really just checking you've got a nice wide awareness. You notice sometimes we can stretch it out. It can be a nice energizing move to keep it wide. It's going to shrink, we keep it wide. In front a little bit, behind a little bit, above, below even. You may also notice that actually relaxing, pulling it in, actually allows the awareness to spread out by itself. If you don't pull it in, it can stay spacious. And anything that appears inside this awareness, whether it's stretched or just allowed to expand, can be welcomed, allowed to be here, however it appears. To be cared for. And released into ease. Taking a moment to feel the aliveness of your skin, how sensitive it is, feeling the temperature, the pressure, feeling the outside world, the clothes, contact with the floor, the seat. Of the body touching the body. And there's also an interior sense of the body contacting the skin. This amazing gift of nature, the sensitivity of the body. Whatever it reveals, welcomed, allowed, cared for, and wished ease. kind of gratitude that we have this sensitivity, this mysterious way of sensing the world of contact. That supports us to welcome all, allow all, care for all, as we know all. And from all of this sensitive skin, tuning into the ears. And of course, we might think of the ears as the external part of the ear, but there's this whole tubes and parts inside the ear, the inner ear receiving these sounds. Wonderful, sensitive piece of the form of the body. Something we could never make, can't really say is ours. And that beautiful sensitivity to hear, however we can hear, to hear whatever we can hear, and welcome and allow it all. Gratitude and kindness. Maybe the awareness is spreading wider into that whole field of sounds that we can receive, perceive, know, and all of them cared for and released. And also within this body, we have these beautiful eyes, soft, wet, delicate, bringing the attention very gently here, maybe softening, easing around them. How they reveal the light of the world, the colors, the shapes. Just if our eyes are closed, there may be a glimmer coming between the eyelashes of this visual realm. Or a sense of light or dark on the eyelids. If the eyes are open a little, we can just perceive the miracle of sight, however we know it, the gift of vision, to know the world. And for this moment, not to pick and choose, everything welcomed. This gift that's not ours. To know with care, with ease, all appearances of sight. Also in this body that's not really ours, but we look after it, we care for it. It's full of these gifts, like the nose. And not just the part that sticks out in front, but something about the size of your closed hand is also your nose behind that. With all the smelling, sensing, equipment to be able to pick up the fragrances of the world. Whatever you can smell now, even if it has no smell, actually has an aroma of no smell. Very subtle sense. Taking your time to get to know this, to appreciate this. Welcome in the aromas, the fragrances, the perfumes of the world. Allowing them to come alive in your awareness in this moment. As they pass through with ease and care. Bringing the attention now to the tongue. If you've not met the tongue in meditation before, you may find it a little bit bigger than you thought. So sensitive. So delicate and subtle and refined. Exploring the gifts of taste. The different parts of the tongue. In gratefulness to sense taste at all, we may wish to welcome any flavor, every flavor that is here or that could be here. Know in the Buddha Dhamma, it's not just five senses that we've explored, there's also the fifth of the intellect and its thoughts and emotions and ideas that move through. Wherever you feel that to be, maybe it's this electric brain we have behind the forehead, to the back, behind the ears. We can sense the soft, moist, alive, electric firing of the brain. And giving extra space around and for a moment, let's not pick and choose. Whatever comes through is welcomed and allowed. Whatever mood, whatever story, keeping the awareness wide and large, the whole body, and more. Whatever comes, comes. this spaciousness, you might spot the intention to be spacious come through the brain. The intention to be kind. Many more. Allowing all. Forgiving all if necessary. Caring for all. Releasing all. Let's just take a moment with this wide, kind, caring awareness, opening all the sense doors, all the ways we know the world. Whatever comes, welcomed, allowed, cared for, and also released. Spacious, sensitive, subtle kindness. In the last few minutes, I'll just mention a few more things we may not have noticed to include. Maybe somewhere like in the corner of the eye, there's a sense of me here, practicing. Can that also be bathed in kindness and care? Whatever sense of I. Whatever sense of self, it's not a problem to get rid of, but an appearance to be met with kindness and care. However subtle it is, also whatever sense of awareness we have in this moment. Sense that there is knowing. Sending metta into the awareness, for the awareness. Whatever that means. This next one can be really delightful. Any sense of metta you can sense here. Let's send metta into the metta itself. For the last minute, just invite you, if you would enjoy to, just to let all of the metta radiate outwards and outwards into the world. May our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere, including ourselves, including every being everywhere, and all those to come.